The crews have been told they have 3 minutes to line up. They've been just doing little sprints, getting their muscles warmed up. The sun has come out. The wind has calmed down. It's nice and flat. It's warming up. It's about 60 degrees. Everybody looks like they're having fun on these boats around me. There's a big log boom stretching about 2,000 meters or a mile and three-fourths the length of the course. They are now backing up, finding their spots. In lane one, we have UW, University of Washington. In lane two, we have Czech Republic, the under-23 men's team. In lane three, we have Cornell University. In fact, this is going to be a very interesting race because UW has just changed his lineup, including three JV members into the varsity race. And we're going to see how fast they can go now.
And that JV crew was undefeated up to today, isn't that right?
What?
I think the JV crew from Washington was undefeated.
The JV went, but they changed the lineups for the boat. So the stroke and five seat have now been changed so that their JV, instead of, they changed the lineup of the boat. So it's going to be interesting to see how fast they can go now.
Well, Cornell is now ranked number 9. Cornell Varsity is ranked 9 in the nation, Washington 4, and this is basically this year's Czech national team.
And they're sitting ready.
Everybody else be mute on the line until it's your turn to talk.
I'm sorry, I have to be a little girl. Yeah, family.
Everybody be mute. Mute your phones. At the finish line, mute your phone.
Hitting the sides of the boat, they're getting psyched up. Lane two, are you ready? Lane three, are you ready? One and three, one stroke each. Point up even, they're getting alignment. Hold down. Lots of tension. Hold down, Washington. The Washington has a new coxswain, Stephen Hertzfield. Attention, go!
Okay, we have a start. We have a start of the Windermere Men's 8 Finals. Washington Varsity in lane 1. Czech Republic National Team, lane 2. Cornell, lane 3. Please, anybody at the 500,015 and finish, turn off your phones. Mute your phone, please. Right now. Okay, let's go ahead with Matt's report from the start.
Cornell has a stroke rate of 43. They're very even. Czech Republic has taken a one-seat lead. They're going as fast as they can. They've got another 1,700 meters to go, it looks like about now. And Czech Republic has taken a lead. Washington is coming back. Cornell, it looks like to be about a half length behind Washington.
Okay, let's go over to Steve at the 500. Steve Gillespie at the 500.
The Czech Republic still hitting 40 strokes a minute, 350 meters into this race. University of Washington trying to get back on terms of 36 strokes a minute. And it looks like Czech is settling down. Oh, it's a tight race. It's anyone's race as they approach the 500 meter mark. University of Washington, second place at the IRA, is the last 2 years running. Looking to a stop of 1,000. Having a foot in the 500. Ready. 1-3-2. It is a very tight race with Washington just ahead of Cornell. Czech Republic just starting to fall off the pace a little bit. Looks like they might be paying their hummingbird tax for going so high for so long. University of Washington looks like they're starting to stretch it out, Cornell running very well, then much lower than the other crews. It's a very solid performance by all crews involved.
Okay, only a half second margin between first and third at the first 500, Steve. Thank you very much. Let's go over to Joshua at the 1,000-meter mark. Josh, cup your phone as much as possible. Give us your report.
Thank you, Kent. Crews are coming down, followed by all the launches now, as this is the last race. The University of Washington, lane one, is stroking looks like they're stroking 36 strokes a minute. The Czech Republic, in lane two, up at 38, and Cornell, the Big Red, in lane three, at 35. The support for this race is phenomenal. I haven't seen the fans this excited all day long.
Any guess?
They're coming down close to the 1,000-meter mark. University of Washington is in the lead, followed by Czech Republic and Cornell. Ready?
They just said he'd have a...
Rhonda, 32.
Okay, it's Cornell holding on to second. Czechs in third.
Yeah. Surprise winners, University of Washington still in first.
Okay, we've got Washington a half length over Cornell at the 1,000-meter mark, and the Czechs are moving on Cornell, though, in the second 500. They're closing on Cornell. So let's go over to Samantha for a report at 1,500 and try to stay away from the crowd. Go ahead, Samantha.
Thank you. Looks like lane two coming down, Czech coming down, followed by Cornell. Still a little far off, can't really see them too well, just barely coming into the cut right now. Taking some stroke rate times here. Like lane two is pulling in about 40 and a half strokes per minute. UW coming in at about 36 strokes per minute. Pretty tight race. It's pretty close up with lanes one, lane two, lane three, not far behind. It's right on about astern. Coming down towards the cut here. Looks like it's a lot of effort going right here. Looks like his fans are actually pretty loud, pretty excited for this one.
Talk a little slower.
Lane two, lane one bowing out.
Move away.
Oh, looks like they might be taking a lead right here in lane two. Still coming out. On by lane two. Check. On by lane two. Coming up to the 1,500 mark right here. Getting ready. Ready.
Okay, Samantha, how far back was the Czech Republic from Washington?
They're about just half a link right now.
Okay, thank you.
As the crews come under the bridge, they will only have 300 meters left. Looks like the Huskies are opening their lead. They're taking up the race. Huskies at a
37th
per minute.
Go on!
Try to get away from... Try to get away from that person shouting. Get away from that guy. Excellent. Well, thank you all very much. We've just had a... Okay, great job. There must be thousands and thousands of people up there. Anybody have a guess of how many people are supposed to be in attendance up there?
And now we have many fans jumping into the water.